talking about Jameis Winston as opposed to Deshaun Watson. Andy, the bad thing here for Deshaun, I think in this situation, substitute the name Joe Flacco for Jameis Winston and you have the exact same story. And this year you brought in a different offensive coordinator and tried to tweak some things in the offense to make it more Deshaun Watson friendly, and Deshaun didn't play as well as he played last year. I mean, Deshaun has not had a 300-yard passing game since he's been a Cleveland Brown. Joe Flacco played in 5 games in the regular season and had 4. Jameis Winston has started 1 game and has had 1. So think about that. Deshaun substitutes Flacco and Watson and Winston, guys with some experience, have had 300-yard passing games in 5 of their 6 starts. And Deshaun hasn't had any in his, 17 games, 19 games as starting quarterback of the Browns.
If it was any other quarterback and you didn't have to worry about the contract, you'd turn the page.
Without question. And you know, I hate to say that about Deshaun from a football standpoint. I mean, when he was in Houston, he was dynamite. I mean, he was really good. We didn't see that guy this year. We saw it at times last year, I thought, Andy. In his first year, you know, he had some moments, but he clearly has not been the same quarterback. And the real damning part of it is you have two guys who other teams gave up on. You know, the Ravens moved on from Joe Flacco.
Right.
The Jets moved on from Joe Flacco. The Bucks and the Saints moved on from Jameis Winston. But clearly both of those guys, you know, are competent NFL quarterbacks. And they step into this same offense with the same plays, different play caller for Jameis, and they light it up. I mean, that it's nothing but damning for Deshaun. And to think otherwise, Andy, I think people are just trying to create a narrative. If anybody is, I think they're just trying to create a narrative that doesn't exist. I mean, clearly, Deshaun hasn't worked here, and the other guys have. And that should tell you all you need to know about things moving forward. I can't even imagine if Jameis, and I wouldn't rule out, and I this is not about the organization. This is about the way pro sports works. I wouldn't rule out Jameis as an outside trade candidate by the trade deadline. If somebody needs a quarterback and he goes out and plays well, and the Browns really like DTR, and I'm putting a lot of things together that I don't know are the case. The Browns really like DTR as a long-term option, and Jameis is in a 1-year contract situation and might not be back next year. I couldn't rule out the Browns trading him. I mean, if I'm the Las Vegas Raiders, man, I'd take Jameis in a heartbeat over Gardner Minshew, over Aiden O'Connell.
All right, so are we cheering for him to have a good game this week or not?
Absolutely, a good game this week.
I do too, but does that make him more of a viable option to trade?
I don't know that anybody wants
Especially if a week ago you were willing to say, you know what, we're going with DTR over Jameis Winston. I mean, that was the decision 1 week ago. Yeah.
It's real clear. Other quarterbacks play better here than Deshaun Watson has. And that to me puts the organization in a very difficult spot that they put themselves in. You know, they thought they were getting one thing and they haven't received that from Deshaun. So they have decisions to make this offseason. They might have decisions to make this season that will affect next season, and that's when that trade deadline comes around. You know, if they get interesting offers. Jason Solon, Jay, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jay.
What's up, y'all? Love the show.
Hey, love you, man. Love you. What do you got for us?
I don't love you, Jay. I don't know you well enough, but I do appreciate you listening and calling.
Wow, I can love you back, Jay.
I don't love Jay personally, and he doesn't love us personally. He loves our show, and we thank him for
this
that.
This is professional love, Jeff.
Well, now that I can give you.
Please ignore the jerk in the corner.
Yeah, no, Jay, you seem like a really nice fella.
You know what?
I reserve that love for Jeff Baskin. I don't love you. I like you.
Yeah, but you need to get in touch with your inner self there. Come on, man.
Jay, thank you.
Okay, this is what I'm saying. This is love. Love is when you can get somebody upset, but still love them and still call back the next day.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Jeff and I live that every day.
All the stuff you're talking about, does that mean we're going to still keep Stefanski? Because I'm really trying to get Shador and Deion Sanders in Cleveland next year.
Wow.
That's all I have to say.
Jay, you can call back, even though I hate that idea. Although I hear Shador might be a really nice NFL quarterback.
I think Jeff is now saying that he loves you based on what you just said.
Jay, I'm really fond of you. I was going to bring this up.
Can't
later.
You be in touch with your inner feelings and just be able to tell someone you love them?
I don't know, Jay. How can I love him?
I do because he takes the time, whether
no,
he's got
you don't
crazy,
love him, you're really happy that
whether
he
he's got crazy
to
ideas that I want nothing to do with or not, I
the
still appreciate
love,
him.
The word love needs to be reserved, Andy.
Jeff.
You don't love Jay. You've never met Jay.
All we need is love, Jeff.
You might love Jay Crawford. He's a buddy. You've worked with him.
Long-time friend, yes.
Yeah.
Jeff. Sometimes you need to find that inner monologue and calm it down just a little. Wait, did I just think that?
I don't want to go too far here. Does it matter to you? And Dan threw this out last week, and I thought he was completely wrong, and I still think he's completely wrong. Does Kevin Stefanski get credit for a win yesterday?
Yes, he's the head coach.
That's what I think.
100%.
To me, it doesn't diminish his abilities as a head coach because he had a different play caller yesterday. Doesn't make me think, oh, I don't need him as a head coach then. Makes me think, all right, there.
He was fired up after the game.
He made a move as a head coach, and it paid off yesterday.
Yes.
I think they would have done just as well with Kevin calling plays yesterday.
I don't disagree with you.
Top Cat is in Cleveland. Top Cat.
Yeah, guys. I don't want to hear any crying for Deshaun. I wish him the best. It was a horrible thing to see on TV when he got hurt. I've never been his biggest fan. I don't believe he was ever able to read defenses. And the problem we have here now is Winston is not the answer, and I don't believe DTR is the answer either.
Well, that might be, Top Cat, and that's okay. They can figure out who can be the quarterback next year. I think what they really need to figure out is maybe who shouldn't be the quarterback next year.
And Jeff, my only problem with that is what happens when neither of these guys are.
Well, you got to go get one, Top Cat. I mean, I don't want to go here yet. Sam Darnold's a free agent. Atlanta has Kirk Cousins, and they drafted Michael Penix. I mean, there are going to be some guys available who can be competent quarterbacks. Like maybe Jameis Winston. So, but I think the organization has a bunch of games left, a bunch of time left to figure out how do we move on here. And I think that's personally what they need to do.